Biggs, Sosby, and Pipke. How about these statistics for Caitlin Sosby, Chuck? The 5'4"11 junior, averaging per set 20 digs. Boy, she gets down and claws that ball right off the floor, scraping it off the hardwood. She is a master at that.
Well, that takes real effort. I mean, you got to give it up there, the body, because yep. that hurts going down to the floor like that.
Exactly. In terms of assists, passing, ball handling, Flatfoot and Frieders excel in that department. Madeline Flatfoot, a 5'3 senior for Jackson Center, and Caroline Frieders, who is a 5'6 junior. Jackson Center, as I noted, 18-8 on the year. Lost four times in the Shelby County League, twice to Anna, once to Rushi, once to Fort Loramie. And New Bremen, among its 24 victories this year, one over Rushi, one over Fort Loramie, and one over Jackson Center early in the season by scores of 25-18, 25-20, and 25-12. And New Bremen did defeat Anna 25-18, 25-22, and as I said, knocked off St. Henry twice, 20-22 and 16, and then in the district, 25-18, 25-18, lost a set 25-21 before finishing off St. Henry in the district 25. New Bremen Cardinals, Jackson Center Tigers. We are going to be back with the start of our match in just a moment. Should be a good one. The winner takes on Fort Loramie in the regional championship game on Saturday at 2 here at Northmont High School. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
The New Bremen Cardinals, as we alluded, averaging four aces per set, 13 kills per set, earning points. Jackson Center, an ace per set, 10.5 kills, earning points per set. New Bremen is perhaps a little bit deeper than Jackson Center. Tigers featuring a half a dozen seniors on the roster, some experience will come back next year for Jackson Center, including Raquel Kessler, the outstanding frontline player. Paige Jones for the New Bremen Cardinals, outstanding senior, headed to Michigan, volleyball scholarship, best D4 player in the state of Ohio. She is surrounded by only one, two other seniors total. So this New Bremen team, Chuck, should be very strong. In 2018, the two seniors, Julie Guttemiller and Tara Springer, who doesn't play nearly as much as Julia. So a wealth of talent will return next year for this New Bremen team. Other than Jones and Guttemiller, it's a youthful squad that will be potent again next season, and no doubt right back here at the regional.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're going to have some young girls that are going to have to take over, and no one's going to replace Jones. But, no. You know, you get people to go up. And they dance well. That's pretty cute.
But, Chuck, at the end of that, when we had for about 20 or 30 minutes fans from Rushi, Fort Loramie, New Bremen, and Jackson Center all in the Northmont gym, we were overflowing. It was SRO, standing room only.
It's still pretty packed.
Well, I would say there is not an empty seat, but we don't have people lined four and five deep outside the top row of the seats on the ends and sides. Everybody is seated. It is still packed to the brim. It's going to be quite noisy. We are on the Jackson Center side. Jackson Center Tigers begin the match with a serve. Serve, receive, New Bremen. And New Bremen with a kill down the left side of the floor. That may very well have been Paige Jones to start it.
Paige Jones, and that was an absolute shot.
And it's 1-0 in favor of New Bremen here in the opening seconds. Again, the winner battles Fort Loramie at 2 o'clock on Saturday for the regional championship. Well, that service by New Bremen is off the mark. We're tied up at one each as Jones hit it a little bit hard. Here comes Jackson Center serving. It's Connor Pipke that gets it up and over. Here's a kill attempt near side of the floor by Rachel Kramer of Fort Loramie. Jackson Center gets it back. Ball climbs on top of the netting. It's tipped up and over by New Bremen. 1-2-3, it's by Jackson Center. New Bremen retaliates. Here's the ball set, far side of the floor. Shot by Raquel Kessler, dinked over. New Bremen gets it. Here's a kill attempt, back line. Good by the New Bremen Cardinals. Well done. Good shot on the play by, I think, number 8. Yep, Macy Putoff pumped that one home to make it 2-1 in favor of the Cardinals. New Bremen Cardinal shirts, black pants, gold numbers and lettering across the shirts. Jackson Center wearing the black from top to bottom, white numbers, orange trim. Good serve by New Bremen earns the Cardinals their third point, 3-1, New Bremen in the lead. Jackson Center serving, or I should say serve received by the Tigers. Kill attempt, Raquel Kessler, dug off the floor by Gutta Miller of New Bremen. Cardinals get it back. Three hits for the Tigers. Good recovery by New Bremen. Block at the net, but Jackson Center, which earns the point. Well done up front. Raquel Kessler with a teammate right alongside Madeline Platfoot. They combine on the point, and it's 3-2 in favor of the Cardinals. Serve receive New Bremen. Here's a shot from the far side of the floor. Yes. Macy Putoff gets it and deflected off a Tiger. 4-2. Cardinals in the lead. Serving Madison Pate. Last name spelled P-A-P-E. She's a setter, a junior. Knocks one up and over. Dug off the floor by Sosby. Jammed by Jackson Center to New Bremen's back line. Hit there by Guttemiller. New Bremen nudges one up and over. And the Tigers cannot pass it along. It drops to the floor on the Jackson Center side. New Bremen leads it 5-2. New Bremen serving once more. Nicely done by Putoff. Here's a shot by Jackson Center. Oh, it's a dandy. Good hit up front. I think that was Kessler who hit one to the side of the floor, Chuck, about 6 inches inside the line. Very adept at placing that one. On point. 4 or 5 feet away from the nearest Cardinal. 5-3 New Bremen. 1-2-3 hits for the Cardinals. Then a muff at the net. That was misplayed. Off the fingertips of Ellie Redkerman, the freshman outside hitter. Stove that one off the bottom of the netting. 5-4 New Bremen, which comes back with a spike attempt. Jackson Center saves. Here's Kessler drilling one cross court. 1-2-3 hits by New Bremen. The last one, but Paige Jones has too much oomph behind it. And it's a good 3 or 4 feet off the court. And we're tied up at 5. 3 straight points for Jackson Center. Serving Caitlin Sosby for Jackson Center. Here's New Bremen up front. Kill attempt. Yes, inside the back line. Good shot on the play by Jones. Boy, she's got a lot of strength. She also knows where to spot the ball. That was beyond the Jackson Center defense, which was clustered up front. And she nestled that one a foot inside the back line to give New Bremen the lead at 6-5. Here's Jackson Center serve-receive. Platfoot setting for Kessler. The ball tight ropes the net. Blocked back by New Bremen. It's on the floor. Point Cardinals. 7-5. New Bremen in the lead. Fort Loramie defeated Rushi 3-1 in the first regional semifinal. New Bremen serving. It's Sosby in the back line. Ball drilled from the left side of the floor by Platfoot. line drive shot good at the feet of the New Bremen player who couldn't scrape it off the floor, and it's 7-6 in favor of New Bremen. Jackson Center serving. It's set in the middle of the floor for Guttemiller. She hammers it hard. Jackson Center with three hits, gets it back and drops it in. Outstanding play up front, Chuck.
Yeah, they're finding a hole there. That was well played.
Nicely done by Elizabeth Hickey. Little dink and a dunk by her. 7-all. Here's New Bremen. A set. Middle of the floor. It's pounded home by Paige Jones. Good shot by Paige. She rifled that one off the elbow of a Jackson Center player to give New Bremen the lead 8-7. Serving now for New Bremen is Tara Springer, who glides up ahead. Return to Jackson Center. Set, middle of the floor. Hickey taps it over. New Bremen gets it back. Here's Jones trying to strike one long on the back line. She misfires. It's no good. A little bit too hard. We're tied up at 8. Jackson Center has split the first 16 points with New Bremen, which was a 3-set winner over Jackson Center early in the regular season. That was back in late August. Here is serve received by New Bremen. Three hits. The last one at the net. Good. Fine point. Rachel Kramer got it for the Cardinals, who lead it 9-8. Abby Thiemann serving now for New Bremen. Well, she's a good 15 feet off the floor as she strides up to the back line and gets a little too much distance behind that one. Airmails it off the floor. Too hard. 9-9, Jackson Center playing New Bremen to a dead heat through the first 18 points. Jackson Center serving. Sosby leaves it short. Error, Tigers. Point, New Bremen. 10-9, Cardinals.
Playing a team this good, you cannot have wasted serves like that.
You're right. You can't gift wrap any points, that's for sure. Jackson Center serve receive. Here's the ball pummeled across with the left hand by Sosby. Far right side of the floor, delivered to Guttemiller. Two hits, maybe a carry. That's the call against New Bremen, and we're tied up at 10. Jackson Center giving a very, very good account of itself early on in the opening set. Ball dug off the floor by Rachel Kramer. Up front to Thiemann. Thiemann gets it across for New Bremen. Oh, good shot with her back to the net by Platfoot of Jackson Center. And then New Bremen has a kill attempt by Macy Putoff. Sail beyond the stripe. It's no good. And Jackson Center leads. 11-10 Tigers, who have their first lead of this set. Here is Abby Thiemann setting middle of the floor for Rachel Kramer. It's gotten back to Jackson Center. Oh, what a shot. But Madeline Platfoot. It's ruled good initially, then no good. What's the call, Chuck?
It was good. I don't know what the final call was.
And now the officials confer. Jackson Center fans right below us went crazy, thought it was in.
Oh, he's right in the corner. There's no doubt about it.
Then went crazier when it was ruled to be no good. And finally, it is said to be in. And Jackson Center's got a 12-10 advantage. Tigers up two and serving, left to right. Ball hammered forward on the play by Pipke. Ball set far side for Jones of New Bremen, gotten back by Jackson Center. There's a good strong hit off the floor by Caroline Frieders of the Tigers. She goes cross court, New Bremen gets it back, and it's a well-placed shot by Paige Jones. A couple Tigers went diving for it, couldn't get their hands beneath it, and it's 12-11. Jackson Center up one. Serving New Bremen, Macy Putoff. Putoff jumps into her shot. Return to Sosby. Here's a cross-court set for Kessler. She hammers it. Gotten back by New Bremen. Fine block at the net on the play by Jackson Center's Frieders. And then New Bremen rams one into the netting. Jackson Center tries to block it back. The ball crawled over on the New Bremen shot, and then Jackson Center hit the net on the return. New Bremen catches a break and knots the count at 12. Good net play by New Bremen. New Bremen digs a shot off the floor, goes off the court to get it. Jackson center, one, two, three hits. The last, but Platfoot. The ball deflects off a New Bremen player. It's on the floor. 13-12 Tigers. First 25 points of this match have been played. 13 of them earned by Jackson center. Defending state champs last 2 years in 2015 and 16. Here's New Bremen, far right side of the court. Great shot, but Macy put off as she pumps one in about 6 inches inside the back stripe. Put off, ties it back up at 13. Madison Pape will serve for New Bremen. Pape winds up, returned on the play by Kessler. Kessler knocks it over to Frieders, who generates a shot, which is a little bit lengthy. It's in the corner of the floor, but it's off the court, and New Bremen inches into the lead, 14-13. Great serve by New Bremen, just skimmed over the top of the net. Here's one, two, three, four hits by Jackson center. The third hit didn't climb up and over. Tigers touched it again, point New Bremen. Cardinals with a little bit of momentum up two. Coach Kim Metz of Jackson Center gets a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Tomorrow night here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Division 7 Regional Quarterfinal Football, Fort Loramie at Minster. Webcast time, 7.05 p.m., kickoff 7.30, Fort Loramie at Minster tomorrow night here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Here we go, back to action. New Bremen leads 15-13. Cardinals serving. Jackson center three hits. Tigers return. Platfoot and Sosby involved in that point. Here's New Bremen at the net, nudging one across. It's tapped around the Jackson center. Last touch by Kessler. She can't get it up and over. And New Bremen leads by three, 16-13. Jackson center once led 12-10. So of the last 7 points in this match, New Bremen has earned six. Jackson center, serve, receive. Ball set, middle of the floor for Kessler. Knocks it to Jones in the back line. Up front to Putoff. Putoff with a cram attempt. Jackson center on the recovery. We've got a carry at the net. It goes against the Tigers, who are reeling a little bit now. Behind by a 17-13 count. Again, Jackson center once led 12-10. A 7-1 run by New Bremen. Serve dug off the floor. It is Frieders to Platfoot, up and over for Jackson center. New Bremen retaliating. Good shot by Claire Pape, gotten back with the Tigers. Good effort by Sosby. New Bremen, 1-2-3 hits. Good action right at the net, above the net cord. Blocked each way. Here's Jackson center with a good scoop shot, set far side. Megan Argerbright in the game. The 5'10 sophomore fed it to a teammate, but then New Bremen blocked it right back, and the Cardinals get another one, 18-13. Jackson center with a pass attempt toward the net, Chuck, but it flew over the net, and New Bremen wasn't ready for it.
Jones had no idea. She whiffed on it. I guarantee you that hasn't happened to her since she was probably a freshman.
Wow. That was a pass by Jackson center from the back to the front. And
turned into a kill.
Yeah, that pass was long enough. It went over the net and dropped in. Nice point, Jackson center. And here is New Bremen trying to go cross-court on the kill by Putoff. She missed her mark. It went wide. So Jackson center down 18-13. Not just too straight to make it 18-15. Here's New Bremen, Jones at the net. Here's a little deflection, up and over, and Jackson center can't find it. 19-15, New Bremen. Good teamwork up front. Jones, Guttemiller put off. 4-point lead, Cardinals. Here's the run-up on the service. Jackson center, setting. Argerbright, far side for a teammate. Frieders, gotten back by New Bremen. Jones, there's one out. Yes! Jones hits the stripe on the back line. Paige Jones to the rescue to give New Bremen a 20-15 lead. New Bremen's Rachel Kramer serving. 5-point lead, Cardinals. Biggest advantage of this first set for New Bremen. Sosby pumps it far side of the floor to teammate Hickey. Hickey steers one up and over. New Bremen can't reel it in, and it's a point to Hickey and the Tigers. 20-16, New Bremen up four. Jackson Center needs a streak. Raquel Kessler serving. Here's a fake kill by Jones. It's fed to the near side to Pape, who jams one into the net. Point Tigers again. 20-17. Serve again by Kessler of Jackson Center. New Bremen sets to Jones, middle of the floor, nudges one across. Sosby gets it back. Little push shot near side by Hickey of Jackson Center. And it's set up for Jones. Jones wobbles one off the top of the net and lands in on the floor on the Tigers' side. Point to the Cardinals. Jones got the benefit of the net court on that one. As it crept over and in, Tigers simply out of position. Down before now, 21-17. New Bremen serving. Good play by Kessler. The ball came right at her noggin on the back line. She defended herself, tried to get hands on the ball and drive it forward. Couldn't redirect it well enough. And New Bremen produces another point to lead by five again, 22-17. New Bremen three away from being victorious in set number one. Near side, Riley Jackson sets it. Far side to Kessler. Kessler barrels one to the right corner of the floor. It's no good. It's off the end line, 23-17, New Bremen. Cardinals 2 points from taking set number one. New Bremen serve, skims over the net, got a piece of it. Ball set right in front for Jackson. Good shot by Kessler, gotten back by New Bremen. One, two, three hits. It is Frieders for Jackson Center. Might have touched it twice. Yeah, that's the call. New Bremen, by virtue of the error, gets a set point opportunity. 24-17 lead, Cardinals, after Jackson Center once led 12-10. Ball fed to the front line to Jackson Center. That was a pass attempt. It crawled over the net. An easy stick back by New Bremen's put off, and the Cardinals get the set-winning point to take it 25-17 over Jackson Center. Cardinals up one set to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Plymouth. We plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities, and I just know they love
favorite sandwich at Clancy's.
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwiches.
Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney, 820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. One set to none. New Bremen in the lead over Jackson Center after Fort Loramie beat Rushi earlier tonight. 3-1, taking the first two before Rushi was victorious in set number three in a hard-fought fourth set battle. Fort Loramie won a squeaker to advance to the regional championship at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon against the winner of this other regional semifinal between New Bremen and Jackson Center. Cardinals lead it 1-0. Jackson Center is up 1-0 as we kick off play here in the second set. Here is New Bremen, serve receive. Here's a kill attempt by Putoff. Jackson Center gets it back. Ball set middle of the floor for Jones. Jones on the run up. She's got it.
Wow, she plays in a different atmosphere
yep.
than the other young ladies on the court.
Yeah, she comes springing forward, Chuck. She times that jump beautifully after getting a start from back near the end of the court. And she'll take 5 or 6 strides, time the leap off the floor perfectly, and at the apex of skying up in the air, she'll jam that ball right back down the opponent's throat. 1-1 early on set two. Here at the net is Jackson Center. Spike attempt by Frieders. Gotten back by New Bremen. Here's a set far side of the floor for Argabright, who gets it over. New Bremen runs off the floor to steer it back. Good play by Pape. In the middle, Kessler. Touch shot for Jackson Center. Return far side, New Bremen. Good shot on the play by the Cardinals, Ellie Retkeman. Jackson Center gets it back. It might have misfired, though, wide in the corner of the floor. It did. 2-1, New Bremen. Cardinals serving. It's Macy Putoff. Middle of the floor, Sosby. Ball tipped off to Kessler. Kessler with a big hard hit. New Bremen goes to the back line to recover it. 1, 2, 3 hits by the Tigers. The last by Kessler. Again, New Bremen scatters off the floor to make the retrieve. Big hit to Paige Jones. Sosby went to the floor to dig it off for Jackson Center. And then the Tigers on a point by Hickey make it 2-2. Tell you what, that was a tremendous play by Jackson Center against a powerful hit by Jones. Frieders went to her knees, Chuck, for Jackson Center. Somehow turn that powerful shot by Jones into a point for Jackson Center. With soft hands, she passed it to Hickey. New Bremen, though, retaliates quickly with a point to make it 3-2 in favor of the Cardinals. New Bremen serving left to right. Middle of the floor, Kessler to Frieders. Back to Raquel. Her back to the net, steers it up and over. Here's a set, middle of the floor, Guttemiller, New Bremen, up and over. 3 hits, Tigers, the last by Kessler, little push shot. New Bremen gets it back. Here's Jones, she wallops one. Somehow Jackson Center recovers. 3 hits for the Tigers. Here's a set near side for Jackson Center's Claire Pape, or I should say for New Bremen's Claire Pape, to the far side. The Tigers try to scramble after it, can't get it. It's halfway up the net, point New Bremen, which leads 4-2. Lengthy rally, and the Cardinals finally come out on top on that point. 4-2 advantage. Jackson Center, Raquel Kessler, middle of the floor, steers it back line. Garnered there by Pape of New Bremen, up and over. Kessler, kill attempt, Jackson Center, got it. Good shot, Raquel Kessler.
That's the first time they've given her a good set at the net.
Yep, 4-3. New Bremen in the lead by 1. Frieders serving for the Tigers. Frieders run up. Left-hand shot. Here's Pape up front to put off. Good recovery by Frieders. Airmails it to the front line. Outstanding shot, McKessler, to salvage the rally for Jackson Center. Then here comes Paige Jones. Wow, she windmills the arm around, gets the kill, and it's 5-3 in favor of New Bremen. Reminds me a lot of Cassie Meyer 1 year ago.
Getting ready to say, she's got Cassie Meyer's the only one I've ever seen. Then, and I've gone brain dead. Laramie had a young lady win their state championship.
They had two or three.
But the one I'm thinking of was a basketball player. I've gone brain dead.
Yeah, Redskins had a very well-rounded state championship club 3 years ago under head coach John Rogers. New Bremen collects the point. Good cross-court kill. Nice job by Rachel Kramer. The Cardinals will lead at 6-4. Jackson Center had gotten the previous point to make it 5-4. 6-4, Cardinals up one. Here's a little push to the front line. Could have been called a double hit. Wasn't. New Bremen blocks it back. Jackson Center's Hickey has her shot blocked back. Here's Kessler for Jackson Center. Nails one to the back line. Taken there by Thiemann. Up front to Jones. Jones drills one off the shoulder of a Tiger player. 7-4, New Bremen. Boy, the velocity, Chuck. The RPMs behind that rotating volleyball struck by Jones. Something else. Here's a serve by New Bremen, and that one is long. No good. Ball was in the air a long time. It journeyed beyond the strike. Missed service by New Bremen. 7-5, Cardinals up by two. Jackson Center serving. It is Frieders. Ball set up front for Paige Jones and right near the net. Oh, that's room service.
Nothing you're going to be able to do about that one.
No. Serve, receive, room service to the front line. And that was Paige Jones' point all the way on a silver platter. 8-5 in favor of New Bremen. Cardinals serving. Here's the run up to Thiemann. Dug off the floor by Hickey. Hickey gives it up, gets it back, shoots it across. New Bremen setting, middle. Paige Jones got it once more. Paige Jones on the finish.
They don't have an answer for Paige Jones right now.
9-5. If Paige Jones gets that close to the net and the ball is set for her pretty well, she is going to record the point. That's all there is to it. Here's a pass by Fort Laramie to the front line. It sneaks across the net, and guess who's waiting on it?
She's getting set by Jackson Center now.
Wow. Paige Jones earns the point again. She's on a run. So is New Bremen. 10-5 Cardinals up one set to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
We return to action with New Bremen in front, 10-5, up one set to none over Jackson Center. Here's Hickey with a good shot with the Tigers. Recovery by Pape of New Bremen, who sends it across. Here's a set, middle of the floor, Jackson Center. Shot tried on the play by Hickey, gotten back by New Bremen. Ball at the feet of Kessler, good dig by her. Up front to Hickey. Hickey blazes one, back corner of the floor. Good point, Jackson Center. Hickey gets it. And it's 10-6. 10-6 in favor of New Bremen. Jackson Center serving right to left. Up and over. Dug off the floor by Gutta Miller. far side of the court, Jones. Jones hooks one up and over. Here's a set, backside, Jackson center. Is it on the line? I think it is. Yes, well done. Connor Pipke with the make. 10-7 now. New Bremen in the lead by three. Jackson center led in the first set by a score of 12-10 at one point before New Bremen caught fire and pulled away to win 25-17. The winner gets Fort Loramie, 2 o'clock Saturday, regional championship. Kill attempt, Paige Jones, yes. And she struck that one right at the knees of a Tiger player who had no hope. 11-7, New Bremen. Walking forward, Jones. Backline, Frieders. Up to Hickey. Hickey to teammate Kessler. Kill attempt, blocked right back by New Bremen. Good point for the Cardinals. Who knew Kessler was coming with the spike? And it's 12-7, New Bremen in the lead by five. Paige Jones with the honors. Back line to Frieders. Here's a set near side to Hickey. Hickey goes cross court. Good one by Hickey. Very fine match here tonight by Jackson Center's Elizabeth Hickey. The 5'9 sophomore has played extremely well. It's now 12-8 in favor of New Bremen. Here's Abby Thiemann setting. Far side of the floor, Rachel Kramer. She drives it toward the net. It's a good one. Jackson Center unsuccessful in the block attempt. And it's 13-8 in favor of the Cardinals. Serving to our left for New Bremen is Macy Putoff. She walks it up, pounds it to Frieders. Kessler near side, rather than slamming it, a little dink. New Bremen gets it back. Tigers sprawling all over the floor. One hit, two hits. It's on the deck. The ball rolling around. Point, New Bremen. Tigers went diving after it. 14-8. Cardinals up the six. New Bremen in the lead. One set to none. Taking the first one, 25-17. On top the six. Midpoint, second set. Frieders digs it off the floor, tries to send it up front to a teammate, and it is off the court. Good effort on the play by the Tigers, but Connor Pipke couldn't track it down, and New Bremen widens the lead to 7, 15-8. Cardinals serving. Ball fed near side, Kessler. Kessler cross court with a slam. Yes, a kill by Kessler of Jackson Center. 15-9. New Bremen's lead is 6. Jackson Center serving. Tigers from right to left. Middle of the floor. Here's a dive by Pape, who got it back. Set for Kessler. She goes at it again. Got it. Raquel Kessler pounded that one right at the midsection of Paige Jones, who had no chance. 15-10. Two straight points for the Tigers. Service to Jackson Center, received by New Bremen, set for Jones. Jones to the back line. Frieders can't collect it. Point, New Bremen. 16-10, Cardinals. It is a sold-out gymnasium here at Northmont High School. Probably 15 rows on both sides from one end of the basketball floor to the other. And another 17 or 18 rows on each end. It is sold out, filled. Probably every bit of 3,800 in here at Northmont tonight. Point, Cardinals again. Error, Jackson Center in the net. 17-10, New Bremen. Here's a set, Jackson Center right in front, Kessler. Kessler windmills the arm, got it. Raquel Kessler on the spike. 17-11 in favor of New Bremen. Serving now for Jackson Center is Frieder. She walks it up. I should say Sosby on the serve. It's a good one. New Bremen setting it up front for putoff, and she puts the hammer down. Jackson Center cannot handle it. 18-11 in favor of New Bremen. Cardinals 7 points away from closing out the second set. 18-11 lead. New Bremen in front. Serving, Rachel Kramer, New Bremen, left to right. Tigers need a stop depth, and then a series of excellent serves and points. Going off the floor for Jackson Center to make the nice recovery is Hickey. Hickey gets it up and over. Guttemiller, midline. New Bremen drives it up and over. Jackson Center gets it back. Kill attempt, Paige Jones. Fine recovery, Tigers. One, two, three, it's New Bremen. Paige Jones has got to go off the court to get that one. A little nudge at the net by New Bremen. Shot made by Claire Pape, but she clearly broke the plane above the netting. Error, New Bremen. Point, Jackson Center, 18-12. Tigers serving. Paige Jones gets it back. Here is Kessler at the net for Jackson Center. Blocked back by New Bremen. Tigers airmail one to the back line. And here's a carry on the New Bremen side. 18-13. Here come the Tigers. Back within five. After trailing by as many as seven in this set. Big stretch of points coming up. Here's a set for Paige Jones. Look out. It's good. Paige Jones cranked one up. And she blitzed one down the left side of the floor. Jackson Center couldn't recover. It's 19-13 in favor of New Bremen. New Bremen serving. Ellie Retkerman hits the top of the net. Tigers salvage the rally, though, getting it up and over. Good play by Platfoot. Here's New Bremen with a kill at the net. It's in by Rachel Kramer, 20-13. Cardinals up seven. Service, New Bremen once more. Cardinals 5 points away from going up two sets to none. Middle of the floor. It's pushed up front by Kessler. Gotten over by Platfoot. Second hit, Paige Jones. She shortens up on that one. Tigers return. Good play by Pape on the New Bremen side, setting up Jones. And Jones curls one down the left side of the floor. It's in there. 21-13. Jackson Center gets a timeout. Trailing by eight late in the second set. Tigers down one set to none. The New Bremen on scoreisbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Do not miss out on that new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney Furniture as a result of the grand reopening at Goffney that took place back in September. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. High quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and use the 5-star delivery program and the 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for even more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, goffneyfurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Point for the Tigers, who trail 21-14. Here's New Bremen, a little dunk shot, got it, well done. Cross court, Claire Pape found a hole in the Tiger defense, and she stabbed the ball right in that area to make it 22-14 New Bremen. Cardinals 3 points away from a second set victory. New Bremen serving, Jackson Center serve receive, set near side, kill attempt on the play by Frieders, gotten back by New Bremen. Set far side of the floor by Jones. Sosby with the recovery. Set to Frieders again. Frieders shot short. Hit the net. Skimmed down. 23-14. New Bremen up nine. New Bremen took the first set. 25-17. Jackson Center trying to make a comeback here in set number two. But the Tigers have fallen behind by nine. Here is Jackson Center near side of the floor. It looked like a double hit. Tigers coming up with one miscue after another late in this set. 24-14. Set point, New Bremen to go up two sets to none. Diving Jackson center. Ball is dropped over the net by the Tigers. The kill is good by Putoff. She rammed it right back. Jackson center again attempted a pass. The pass was too long. It flew over the net and Putoff finished it. Two sets to none, New Bremen, 25-17, 25-14. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck here at Northmont High School. It is sold out, packed to the brim. Third set upcoming. Regional semifinal number two of the evening. New Bremen, Jackson Center. Tigers line up to her left in the black with orange trim, white numbers. New Bremen to the right. Cardinal jerseys, gold numerals and lettering, black shorts. Both teams donning the black sneakers. Here's the service by Sosby. New Bremen returning. Great shot, Paige Jones. Big time slam, middle of the floor, and she's got it. She blasted one in to make an exclamation point. Launching set number three. 1-0 lead, Cardinals. Jackson Center Tigers, winners of two state volleyball titles in succession under legendary head coach Kim Metz. And here is a rally at the net, back and forth. Let's see what's been ruled. New Bremen thinks it won the point. I think Jackson Center got it.
Yeah, they called her over the net, but yep. I'm not sure that I agree with it.
Violation.
It's like a heck of a play to me.
And New Bremen may have broken the plane. Close call. It went against Macy Putoff. We're tied up at one. New Bremen serve, receive. Far side of the floor. Cardinals set it up for Putoff. She jams one home. It bounced off the shoulder of a Tiger player, and it's 2-1 New Bremen. 2-1 New Bremen Cardinals in the lead. New Bremen up two sets to none. Jackson Center trying to rebound and win a couple sets in a row to force a fifth and deciding one. Here is a service way short on the play by Putoff of New Bremen. We're tied up at two. 2-2 the score. Serving for Jackson Center is Frieders. New Bremen setting up front. Ball nudged up and over by Rachel Kramer. Here's Raquel Kessler in the middle of the floor for Jackson Center. She bloops one over. Then it's knocked back by Thiemann of New Bremen, but it's wide. No good. 3-2 Tigers here in set number three. Set to serve for Jackson Center. Down to our left is Caroline Frieders. Wet spot on the floor being attended to at the moment. Many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com, including LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We thank you so much, LaCal, longtime underwriting sponsor here on ScorersBroadcast.com. LaCal Equipment, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We're tied at three, is on the Jackson Center service, and then a short rally. New Bremen gains the point. It is three apiece. New Bremen serving. Jackson Center's Kessler sends it to Frieders. Right back to Raquel. Look out. She blows one right by the New Bremen Cardinals. Very good-looking spike there by Raquel Kessler. Top form on that shot. 4-3. Jackson Center up one. Serving left to right for Jackson Center. Brianna Davis glides one up and over. Near side of the floor for New Bremen. It's Ellie Retkeman to the far side. Near the antenna, Jackson Center manages to work it up and over. Good shot by Connor Pipke. Inside the antenna, New Bremen could not retrieve. 5-3, Tigers in the lead. Here's New Bremen setting up front for Kramer. Good recovery on the play by Connor Pipke. And then New Bremen rams one to the far side, wide of the mark. New Bremen off its game right now. Jackson Center playing superbly in the lead, 6-3. As Paige Jones has not gotten into the act for a while. Here she is, right down the middle, drilling one. Good. Off the forearm of the Tiger player. That stops the Jackson Center run at 6-4. Tigers in the lead by two. New Bremen serving right to left. It is Sosby on the recovery. Far side of the floor, Hickey. She gets it up and over. Here's a set near side for Paige Jones. She angles one cross court. It's good. Paige Jones on the finish. It's 6-5 now in favor of Jackson Center by one. New Bremen won the first two sets, 25-17, 25-14. New Bremen swept Jackson Center early in the season in three straight sets. Here's a blown serve. Shot no good by Jones of New Bremen, way short into the netting, proving that sometimes she too makes a mistake. 7-5, the score. Ball set right in front after the serve receive for Paige Jones, and she glides one in there. Open spot, a zone right in front of Hickey and Frieders on the Jackson Center defensive side. It's 7-6 now. Jackson Center's lead trimmed to one. Serve New Bremen. Jackson Center recovery. Far side of the floor, Pipke. Pipke sends one to Jones. Jones goes cross court on the shot. Is it ruled wide or in? No, it's off the floor. Good play by Connor Pipke, Chuck, who looked at it and said, I'm not going after that one.
Sometimes that decision, I mean, that's as tough as hitting the ball, is making the decision whether it's going to be out or not.
Yeah, righto. Very, very good play by Jackson Center's Pipke. 8-6. Jackson Center by two. Jones nestles one into a space where Platfoot recovers for Jackson Center. 1-2-3. It's by New Bremen. Last one by Jones. Good play by Sosby. Up to the front line to Hickey. New Bremen, 1-2-3 hits. Outstanding recovery on the play by Pipke of Jackson Center. Good rally here. Set near side for Jones. She tries to take care of it. New Bremen has to come right back because Jackson Center kept it alive. What a play by Sosby. And then a kill by Jones to finish off the point. Wow, what a recovery a moment ago by Jackson Center to salvage that rally. But then Jones to the rescue for New Bremen. 8-7. Jackson Center up one. Tigers have played very well, Chuck, at the outset of sets 1 and 3 here in this match. Jackson Center, Frieders, cross court, zeroes in. New Bremen with the block. New Bremen gets it back. Frieders goes to work. New Bremen keeps it alive. Good play. Save far side. Frieders again, Jackson Center. Diving Jones saves it to Kramer. Kramer, a dunk shot. Sent back by Argabright of Jackson Center. Oh, terrific rally here. Here's Jones. Block attempt. Kessler at the net. She can't fight it off. We're tied up at 8.
Tigers are playing well.
Sure are.
They just don't.
Yep.
They don't have an answer for Paige Jones.
Yeah, well said, Chuck. Jackson Center playing New Bremen evenly through the first to third to half of sets 1 and 3. No doubt about it. Here's New Bremen cross court to Kramer to Pape up and over. Sosby returns for Jackson Center. New Bremen 1, 2, 3 hits. Let's see. We've got New Bremen messing with the net a little bit. Violation. A Cardinal got a hand below the netting, broke the plane. 9-8, Jackson Center. Yeah, Jackson Center once led 12-10 in set number one before falling behind and losing 25-17. Here's New Bremen, Paige Jones. Big time crank, middle of the floor. Boy, she spiked that one. It spun off a Tiger player off the floor. Good point, New Bremen, 9-9 tie. Paige Jones cracked that last shot really hard. Here's her serve. Good topspin on it. Set up front to Hickey. Left side of the floor, Frieders. Frieders pummels that one a little bit long. Tried to slip it inside the back line, but it was too lengthy. And now it's 10-9. New Bremen has inched in front. First lead for New Bremen since 1-0 at the start of the set, and then a misfire.
That was Paige Jones again. That's the third time.
Yep, Paige Jones missed serve. Three blunders serving for her. Not her strength here tonight. We're tied up at 10. Here's a set, but Thiemann gets it near side for Rachel Kramer of New Bremen. Good retaliation by Jackson Center, which gets it back. And then there's a shot, middle of the floor. Paige Jones going for that long spike. And it's too long. No good. Off the floor. Two straight errors by Jones. 11-10. Jackson Center back in the lead but one. Tigers serving left to right. Critical stretch in this game. Next half dozen points or so. You know Jackson Center will have to withstand a New Bremen charge. Here's a cross-court shot attempt, a Macy put-off. It's a room service set, and Macy finishes 11-11. Substitution for New Bremen, Ellie Retkerman in. Macy put-off out. Jackson Center, serve receive. Oh, what a shot! Wow! All the credit in the world to Caroline Frieders, Chuck. I don't know what you call that little pivot move back to the net. Looks like she's going to set a teammate up, and then she flips it across. New Bremen was unaware. 12-11, Jackson Center. Here's a long serve, but Jackson Center no good. Tied at a dozen, 12 each. Jackson Center playing New Bremen point for point here in the third set. Coming back to serve, Madison Pate for New Bremen. Pape strolls forward. Line drive shot to Sosby. Up front, Frieders to Kessler. Kessler nestles one in, right corner of the floor. A dive by Pape of New Bremen, but she's not successful. Point to Kessler, 13-12. Jackson Center back in the lead. Tigers serving left to right. Here's the ball pumped up and over by Hickey. Here's a kill attempt, middle of the floor. Jones, Kramer, New Bremen, no good. A bit lengthy. New Bremen now has slipped in its game. Jackson Center carrying the battle to the Cardinals right now, leading but two, 14-12. Kill attempt at the net. at the net. Rachel Kramer to the rescue for New Bremen. Boy, she pounded that one. She got a room service set on the play by Guttemiller and poured it on. 14-12, or I should say 14-13. Jackson Center's lead is one. Kramer on the service. Return, Jackson Center. Frieders up front. Kessler, little flip shot. Good. Well done for the Tigers. Raquel Kessler has not been all about power here tonight. She has spotted the ball in beautifully. 15-13 Tigers, who serve it beyond the boundary. It's over the baseline. No good. 15-14. Jackson Center in the lead by one. It's right about here where New Bremen began to pull away in set number one. Jackson Center outplayed New Bremen through the first half of that initial set. Then New Bremen came off strong. Tigers up one. Serve received, Jackson Center. Ball fed to the back line. New Bremen, one, two, three hits. Paige Jones hammers one. It is judged to be on the line. She's got it in the back corner. We're even up at 15. Tigers led 14-12. New Bremen is drawn even at 15. Here's a serve up front to Frieders. Frieders might have carried it as she fed it off to a teammate. She tried to find Connor Pipke. Ruled a double hit. 16-15 New Bremen. Well, if the Cardinals get a run of a couple more points, Kim may have to get a timeout called. Here's a serve by New Bremen. It appeared to be a little long. Jackson Center fans don't like the call. No, wait, it is ruled long. That's a good decision by the official. Jackson Center fit to be tied momentarily. And then the correct call did get made. Long service by New Bremen. We're tied again at 16. Great block by Jackson Center at the net, but the shot deflects wide. No good. Connor Pipke attempted it, but it fell 6 inches off the floor. 17-16 New Bremen, which is up 2-0. Winning 25-17, 25-14. The winner meets Fort Loramie on Saturday at 2 in the regional championship. 1, 2, 3 hits by New Bremen. The last one by Paige Jones. Look out. And she smacks that one across the court on the line on the far side.
I may have mentioned this earlier, but she is absolutely the difference.
No question. No question. Jackson Center, Chuck, has an edge position by position everywhere else on the floor.
But they just don't have anybody that's putting the ball down like that young lady does.
Now, when Paige Jones hits that ball with tremendous force at the apex of her leap, she is tough to be denied. And it's 18-16. New Bremen in the lead but two. Cardinals serving. Ball fed up front to Madeline Platfoot, off to Pipke, up and over. New Bremen, 1, 2, 3 hits. The last one by Jones. Jackson Center setting. Far side for Kessler. Dug off the floor by New Bremen. Fed back into the middle of the floor. Cardinals get it up and over. Jackson Center, 3 hits. The last by Kessler. Deflected. New Bremen, a third hit. Far side by Kramer. Wide. No good. Good rally. But Jackson Center, which stuck to the program and earned the point the hard way. 18-17. Jackson Center within one. I'd agree with you, Chuck. Clearly in this match tonight, Paige Jones, the difference maker. Just about every other spot on the floor, Jackson Center playing even or maybe a little better than New Bremen. 1 point lead, Cardinals. Serve receive. New Bremen. New Bremen at the net. Paige Jones, good.
That's amazing.
19-17. Boy, that response by Paige Jones was headed downward immediately after it left her hand. 2 point deficit facing Jackson Center, big point. It's fed across the court to Hickey. Hickey loops one in. Rachel Kramer responds for New Bremen. Ball set, backside. Pipke, Jackson Center up and over. Ball nudged in front for New Bremen. It's Rachel Kramer. Jackson Center's got it. Is that rule two hits? I think so, on the Tigers, who are down by three. tough break there for Jackson Center, which is behind 20-17. New Bremen 5 points away from this regional semifinal victory. Striding forward to serve is New Bremen's Teeman up and over. Jackson Center with a response. Three hits New Bremen. It goes to the backside. Good setup for Macy Putoff. And she lights it up. Putoff on the kill. 21-17. New Bremen by four. Cardinals trying to show what they are made of down the stretch in set number three. Ball dunked over the net on the serve. Jackson Center does get it back. Good play by Sosby. New Bremen, a second hit up and over by Teeman. Set far side. Jackson Center blocked back by New Bremen on the line. Would you believe it? Wow.
Rachel Kramer.
What a play by Rachel Kramer. Rachel Kramer blocked it, and I don't think she meant to stick it on the line, but Chuck, she did. Tough break, Tigers, who are down five on this timeout. 22-17, New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our underwriting sponsors. So many of them, including the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. High quality jewelry, priced just right. Take advantage of great savings always at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which came on board here on scoresbroadcast.com last March. The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard all about it on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn, great custom jewelry and jewelry repair, priced just right. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Well, Jackson Center earns 2 points out of three, trailing by four, 23-19, very late in the third set. New Bremen won the first two sets, 25-17, 25-14. Serve receive Cardinals. Set backside Kramer, deflected Jackson Center, but it's on the floor. Point New Bremen. Set point, match point, upcoming for the Cardinals, who lead 24-19. Getting the honors for New Bremen on the serve is Julia Guttemiller. Serve received Jackson Center. Ball blooped just short by the Tigers. Good play by Frieders. Blocked back by New Bremen. Return block by Jackson Center. Off the court. New Bremen wins it. Cardinals take the third set by six, 25-19, after being triumphant 25-17, 25-14 in the first two sets, setting the stage for New Bremen against Fort Loramie in the regional championship Division IV on Saturday at 2. We will not be webcasting that regional championship game on Saturday afternoon. If you'd like to see it, you can help everybody else fill the Northmont High School gym. It is a beautiful arena. There is not a bad seat in the place. It was filled to capacity here tonight. I'm sure there'll be a great crowd on hand Saturday afternoon for New Bremen, with a record on the year of 25-1 against Fort Loramie, which will come in with a mark of 17-10. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The In-Between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to the web, facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. In Rushi, a big shout-out again to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens at Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Chuck, are Clancy stars of the matches tonight, reflecting back match number one?
Well,
certainly Larissa Poling would get the nod for Rushi, I would think. How about Fort Loramie?
I can't talk. Larissa Poling, and on the other side, Abby Holdhouse.
Abby Holdhouse, Larissa Poling, getting the nod in match number one and match number two.
Paige Jones, obviously.
No doubt about it.
And on the other side, I mean, there were so many choices on that. I mean, I thought they all played pretty well, but Raquel Kessler, I'm going to give her that.
Paige Jones, Raquel Kessler in match number two, winner Clancy's Awards. And Larissa put off for the Rushi Raiders. Larissa Poling in match number one for Rushi, and for Fort Loramie in match number one, Abby Holdhouse. Yep. Our four Clancy's Award winners tonight, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
This is Jack with Chuck back here at Northmont High School. Fort Loramie victorious at match number one, and New Bremen takes match number two. I know, Chuck, it's a little early to look forward to volleyball 2018, but the Jackson Center and Rushi squads do have a lot to look forward to next year. Head coach Kim Metz of Jackson Center returns everybody but 6 seniors. 4 of those seniors played quite a bit.
Right.
A wealth of talent and experience coming back, including 5'11 junior Raquel Kessler. Seems like she's been there forever. Has played a lot of sports as a freshman, a sophomore, just a junior. Back next year, Jackson Center under head coach Kim Metz. Very good in 2018 in volleyball.
Well, I'm sure they will be. Kim Metz is always going to have a good volleyball team.
And Rushi under Second-year head coach Aaron Watkins, his third next campaign. 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors. Whitney Plyman, Lexi Monin, Claudia Counts, Cameo Wilson, all will be missed. But there is significant talent returning, including Jenna Cordonier, Ashley Scott, Morgan Wenrick, and, of course, Larissa Poling in the middle, all back next year for Rushi. Head coach for the Rushi Raiders, Aaron Watkins, head coach for Jackson Center, Kim Metz, bringing back talent next year. And who knows, we can see Rushi Jackson Center right here in regional semifinal play in 2018. Chuck enjoyed it tonight. Seems like everybody is under the weather these days. Either it's respiratory, it's stomach, it's lack of sleep, it's fatigue. Yeah. It was quite warm and stuffy in here in this packed Northmont gym here tonight.
It was hot.
A full house, which witnessed some great volleyball. Outstanding performance all the way around by all four teams. Fort Loramie prevailing 3-1 over Rushi. And New Bremen Downs, Jackson Center, 3-0. Again, we will not be webcasting the regional championship match on Saturday at 2. Don't forget tomorrow night, Division 7 regional quarterfinal football, Fort Loramie at Minster, kickoff 7:30, webcast time tomorrow night at 7:05. Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, stats, color, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Northmont. Our two winners here this evening, Fort Loramie in match number 1, New Bremen match number 2. They meet in Saturday's regional title game at 2 o'clock. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.